राधा श्याम सुंदर राधे जय गौरनिताय 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 जय गौरनिताय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद हृदय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल नित्य गौर हरि
जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज काचार्य अष्टोत्तरसत् His Divine Grace अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज काचार्य अष्टोत्तर सत His Divine Grace भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय श्री श्री कृष्ण बलराम की जय श्री श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर की जय श्री श्री गौर निताय की जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड गौरांग ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं उदीरयेत् नष्ट प्रायेष्व भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 3 चैप्टर 1 क्वेश्चंस बाय विदुरा टेक्स्ट 31 क्षेमं सह कच्चे युयुधानः आस्ते यः हाल्गुना लब्धा धनुः रहस्यः लेभे अञ्जसा अधोक्षज सेवया एव गतिं तदीयां यतिभिः दुरापां क्षेमं सकचित् युयुधान आस्ते यह फाल्गुना लब्ध धनु रहस्यः लेभेंज साधोक्षज सेव्ययैव गतिं तदीयां यतिभिर्दुरापां क्षेमं सकच्चित् युयुधान आस्ते यः फाल्गुना लब्ध धनुरहस्यः लेभेंज साधोक्षज सेवयैव गतिं तदीयां यतिभिर्दुरापां क्षेमं सकच्चित् युयुधान आस्ते यः फाल्गुना लब्ध धनुरहस्यः लेभेंज साधोक्षज सेवयैव गतिं तदीयां यतिभिर्दुरापां
लेभेंज साधोक्षज सेवयैव गतिं तदीयां यतिभिर्दुरापां
यः फाल्गुना लब्ध धनुरहस्यः लेभेंज साधोक्षज सेवयैव गतिं तदीयां यतिभिर्दुरापाम् श्रीमान् सकच्चित् युयुधानास्ते यः फाल्गुना लब्ध धनुरहस्यः लेभेंज साधोक्षज सेवयैव गतिं तदीयां यतिभिर्दुरापाम् लेडीज क्षेमं सकच्चित् युयुधान आस्ते यः फाल्गुना लब्ध धनुरहस्यः लेभेंज साधोक्षज सेवयैव गतिं तदीयां यतिभिर्दुरापाम् सकच्चित् युयुधान आस्ते लेभेंज साधोक्षज सेवयैव गतिं तदीयां यतिभिर्दुरापां क्षेमं ऑल गुड सह ही कच्चित् वेदर युयुधानः सात्यकी आस्ते इज देयर यह वन हु फाल्गुनात् फ्रॉम अर्जुन लब्ध हैज अचीव्ड धनुः आई बेग योर पार्डन धनुः रहस्यः वन हु अंडरस्टैंड्स the intricacies of military art. Lebhe, also achieved. Anjasa, samarali. Adhokshaja, of the transcendence. Sevaya, by service. Eva, certainly. Gatim, destination. Tadiyam, transcendental. Yatibhihi, by great renouncers. Durapam, very difficult to achieve. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. O Uddhava, does Yuyudhana fare well? He learned the intricacies of the military art from Arjuna and attained the transcendental destination, which is very difficult to reach, even for great renouncers. Purport. The destination of transcendence is to become the personal associate of the personality of Godhead, who is known as Adhokshaja, he who is beyond the reach of the senses. The renouncers of the world, the sannyasis, give up all worldly connections, namely family, wife, children, friends, home, wealth, everything, to attain the transcendental bliss of Brahman happiness. But Adhokshaja happiness is beyond Brahman happiness. The empiric philosophers enjoy a transcendental quality of bliss by philosophical speculation on the Supreme Truth. But beyond that pleasure is the pleasure enjoyed by the Brahman in his eternal form of the personality of Godhead. Brahman bliss is enjoyed by living entities after liberation from material bondage. But Para Brahman, the personality of Godhead, enjoys eternally a bliss of his own potency, which is called the Hladini potency. The empiric philosopher who studies Brahman by negation of the external features has not yet learned the quality of the Hladini potency of Brahman. Out of many potencies of the omnipotent, there are three features of his internal potency, namely Samvit, Sandhini and Hladini. And in spite of their strict adherence to the principles of Yam, Niyama, Asana, Dhyana, Dharana and Pranayama, the great yogis and jnanis are unable to enter into the internal potency of the Lord. This internal potency, however, is easily realized by the devotees of the Lord by dint of devotional service. Yuyudhana achieved this stage of life just as he achieved expert knowledge in military science from Arjuna. Thus his life was successful to the fullest extent from both the material and spiritual angles of vision. That is the way of devotional service to the Lord. Kindly repeat the translation. O Uddhava,
does
Yuyudhana
fare well?
He learned the intricacies of the military art
from Arjuna
and attained the transcendental destination,
which is very difficult to reach,
even for great renouncers. Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Mahim Tadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sakrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sijivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam Shya Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripasim Vubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Deena Bandho Jagatpate गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Hare Krishna. In this chapter, we are seeing Vidura asking many questions to Uddhav. Everything is really over by now. The Kurukshetra war is over. Lord Krishna has departed for his own abode. The Yadus in a fratricidal war have destroyed themselves. Everything is over. But Vidura, having been in his travels, did not personally witness any of these events. Although he learned about it from other sources, nevertheless, he is asking questions to Uddhava as if he never knew anything. He is asking about the welfare of the various associates of the Lord. In earlier verses, we have heard him asking about personalities like Pradyumna, Samba, Ugrasen, and so on. And in this verse, he inquires about Yuyudhana. Yuyudhana is better known as Satyaki. He was a very close friend of Krishna, a very great Yadu warrior, the grandson of another great warrior called Sini. He was a military disciple of Arjun. Arjun taught him many tricks and skills in the military arts. He is known as a Maharatha, one who can fight with many warriors at the same time. He is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita also, in the first chapter. Atrashura Maheshwasa Bhima Arjuna Samayudhi Yudhana Viratascha Drupadascha Maharathaha. Where Sanjay is describing that, my dear Dhritarashtra, the armies of the Pandavas are not without many great warriors. And not just Bhima and Arjuna, but there are many other heroic and powerful, mighty bowmen and archers, just like Bhima and Arjuna. Bhima, Arjuna, Sama, Yudhi. Sama means equal, Yudhi means warriors. So there are heroic warriors who are equal in prowess to Bhima and Arjuna. Shura, very heroic. And then he gives some names. Yuyudhana or Satyaki, who is mentioned here. Virat. And then Drupada. And they are all, Sanjay says, Maharathis. Drupadascha Maharathaha. Further on in the first chapter also, Sanjay describes Satyakis cha aparajitaha. When he's naming those great generals who blew their conch shells, he also mentions Satyaki's name. And he qualifies this by saying that Satyaki is aparajitaha, unconquerable, not defeatable by anyone. And this is borne out by the fact that he was one of the few who actually survived the Mahabharata war. There were only 9 people, it is said, who survived the Kurukshetra battle. Can anyone mention those 9? One I have already mentioned, Satyaki. Who were the 5 Pandavas, of course. Then, Kripacharya, Ashwatthama, Krishna, of course, that's the 10th. Kritavarma. So on the side of the Kauravas, you had Kritavarma, Ashwatthama, and Kripacharya. And on the side of the Pandavas, of course, there were the five Pandavas, there was Satyaki, and there was Krishna. Krishna did not fight, but he was on the battlefield.
No, it was another that came from Kauravas going to watch the Pandavas.
Yes, he used to also survived, but he was favorable for the Pandavas. He shifted to the Pandavas side.
Is that right?
Just, yes. Dadu has corrected me, you used to also survived. So, thank you. So, Yuyutsu was actually a half-brother of Duryodhana. But before the battle began, and when Yudhishthira came forward and announced, if anyone wants to cross over from the Kaurava side to the Pandavas, please do so. And then Yuyutsu was the only one who actually walked across in the middle of the battlefield. And he walked over to the other side. So anyway, these were few of the warriors who survived. And Satyaki was one of them. He was a very, very valiant hero. And it is said in the Mahabharata that one time when he was fighting with Drona, he split or broke 18 bows in succession even before Drona could fire one arrow. And then Drona applauded Satyaki's efforts by saying, "Bravo, bravo, Satyaki, well done." That was the culture and etiquette even in battle, that even if your foe exhibited some valor, you know, you appreciated that, even on the battlefield. Actually, Satyaki was commanded to protect King Yudhishthira from Dronacharya, because Dronacharya was determined that he would somehow or other capture Yudhishthira Maharaj when Krishna and Arjuna had been diverted to some other part of the battlefield, which was distant from the place where Yudhishthira Maharaj was. So Satyaki fought with great valor to protect Yudhishthira Maharaj, because he knew how expert Dronacharya was. And it was in the course of this battle that he actually came across Dronacharya. Eventually, he killed the great warrior Bhurishrava, who was a son of Somadatta. Bhurishrava killed 10 of Satyaki's sons, and Satyaki was furious, and he eventually killed Bhurishrava. That's a controversial action when Bhurishrava was in meditation on the battlefield. So Satyaki was very much involved in the whole affairs of the Yadu dynasty. He's even mentioned in the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. When Ashwatthama killed the sleeping sons of Draupadi and also wreaked havoc among the sleeping warriors in the Pandava side at night, which was a very cowardly thing to do, and then Arjuna captured him and brought him back, and there was a discussion amongst the family members as to what should be done with Ashwatthama. Initially, everyone said that he should be killed. Finally, Draupadi said, no, it's not proper. Ultimately, he is the son of our guru, so he should be spared. Yudhishthira Maharaj and the other Pandavas, including Satyaki, agreed with Yudhishthira Maharaj's decision. Bhima was the only one who didn't agree, of course. Later on in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is also mentioned that as Krishna was departing from Hastinapur to go back to Dwarka after many months of staying with the Pandavas, then Satyaki and Uddhav were the ones who were fanning him on the chariot as he was departing. Now in the Mahabharata, we do not see descriptions of Satyaki's devotional or transcendental qualities. You see, the Mahabharata is essentially meant for those on the path of dharma, artha, kama, moksha. And therefore, the narrations and the perspectives that are given in the Mahabharata focus accordingly. Whereas the Srimad Bhagavatam is essentially a transcendental scripture that has nothing to do with these four things, dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Dharma projita kaitavatra paramo nirmatsaranam satam. So it doesn't have anything to do with these other so-called paths of religiosity. It's completely transcendental. So the perspective of the Srimad Bhagavatam on all the personalities is that these are all great associates of the Lord.
And therefore in this verse, Satyaki's devotional qualities have also been mentioned. The great Mahabharata episode, and even the whole Krishna Leela, in fact, is one big transcendental drama in which, apart from the Supreme Lord, there were many, many actors and actresses, all some playing big parts and some playing small parts. Some of them came from the spiritual world directly along with Krishna. Some of them descended from the heavenly planets to participate in these pastimes according to the instructions of the Lord. And some of them graduated into this transcendental drama in this life by virtue of performing their devotional sadhana for many, many previous lifetimes. So all these personalities who participated in the Mahabharata war and in Krishna Leela are not ordinary personalities. They are all associates of the Lord. Therefore, they have to be seen from that point of view. And Srimad Bhagavatam, therefore, describes Satyaki's qualities here as a devotee. Although there were also many controversial things that Satyaki did, like the killing of Bhurishrava. But then, there were many controversial things that Krishna himself did also in the Mahabharata. So in this verse here, we see Satyaki or Yuyudhana being described here as Adhokshaja Sevaya. That he was involved in Seva of Adhokshaja. Adhokshaja means Adha Akshaja, one who is beyond the reach of the ordinary, gross and mundane senses. Krishna, the Supreme Lord, cannot be perceived simply by our gross contaminated senses. He needs a purified heart to perceive him. Therefore he is called Adhokshaja. So Yuyudhana, it is mentioned here, was involved all his life in Adhokshaja Seva. In other words, he was a devotee. After all, who else apart from a devotee serves the Supreme Lord? No one else. And because of this service to the Supreme Lord, Lebhe, he attained. Gatim, the destination. What kind of destination? Tadiyam. Tadiyam means that which is connected to Adhokshaja. Actually, the word Tadiya in Sanskrit means that which belongs to someone, belongs to him or her or something. For example, we have this famous verse which Prabhupada quoted often, Aradhananam Sarvesham Vishnur Aradhanam Param Tasmat Parataram Devi Tadiyanam Samarchanam. That the highest worship is the worship of Vishnu, but even higher than the worship of Vishnu is the worship of those things or people that are connected to Vishnu. Tadiyanam Samarchanam. So this Tadiya is also mentioned here. So Gatim Tadiyam. So he also attained that destination which belonged to or was connected to Adhokshaja or Krishna. In other words, Satyaki or Yuyudhana attained the transcendental destination in the spiritual world. And in the very first sentence of the purport, Srila Prabhupada explains what this Adhokshaja Gatim is actually. Quote, the destination of transcendence is to become the personal associate of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is known as Adhokshaja. So there may be many conceptions of liberation, but the Adhokshaja conception, the devotee conception, is that one returns to the spiritual world and becomes an eternal associate of the Lord. One lives with the Lord. One performs pastimes with the Lord. One associates with Him constantly. This is as distinct from the Brahmavadis or the Nirvisheshvadis who merge or attempt to merge into the impersonal Brahman. Srila Prabhupada goes on to say in the purport, we'll just discuss the purport step by step, that there are sannyasis who renounce the world in search of the impersonal absolute, but they do not actually attain the real happiness, which is adhokshaja happiness. Their happiness is an inferior grade of happiness, which is simply the negation of material distress. And therefore Srila Prabhupada discusses this point here, that actually real pleasure is something far beyond the so-called pleasure of merging into the impersonal Brahman. There are many great devotees who were in the previous era, maybe in the same life, worshippers of the impersonal. And then they became devotees of the Lord by the incomparable mercy of the Lord and His devotees. And then they expressed their realizations. They compared their previous situations to their present situations. For example, Shukadev Goswami himself, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, he tells Maharaj Parikshit, Parinishthitopi nirgunye uttama shloka leelaya grihita cheta rajarshe akhyanam yad adhitavan. He says, O Rajarshi, O King Parikshit, previously, formerly, I was situated in Nairgunya. Nairgunya means that which is beyond the three modes, which means the impersonal Brahman. Parinishthitaha. Nishtha means with great determination or being fixed. He says, I was fixed in the path of Brahman. Api, although I was fixed there, somehow or other, uttama shloka leelaya, grihita cheta, I heard the transcendental pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, uttama shloka, or Lord Krishna, which I accepted completely within my heart, grihita cheta. And as a result of this attraction, I became determined to study adhitavan, this great literature, the Srimad Bhagavatam, which I am reciting to you, Akhyanam. So Shukadev Goswami was also experiencing a certain kind of transcendental bliss. But nevertheless, when he came in contact with Krishna consciousness, the bliss that he experienced then was so much greater than the form of bliss he was experiencing that he immediately gave it up. Similarly, the great Acharya devotee, Bilwa Mangal Thakur, also explains, Advaita Vithi Pathikai Upasyaha. He says, formerly, Upasyaha, I was worshipped by whom? Advaita Vithi Pathikai. Advaita Vithi means those who are moving on the path of Advaita, the impersonalists, the monists. Pathikair means those who are on this path. So Bilwa Mangal Thakur says, I was formerly worshipped by monists. In other words, he must have been a greater monist. If the ordinary monists were all worshipping him, he must have been very well known as a very advanced monist. And then he says, Svananda Singhasana Labdha Diksha. And I was absorbed in the Sva Ananda, this bliss of self-realization, this bliss of impersonal realization. And I even was initiated in this path. But then something happened. What was it that happened? Shathena kenapi vayam hathena dasi krita gopavadhu vitena. He says, then I came across a big cheater. Shatham, the word shatham in Sanskrit means a person who is very cunning or who is a cheater. So he says, shathena kenapi. There was some cheater who came and cheated me. And he cheated me by force, vayam hathena. Hatha means by force. And what did he do? In what way did he cheat me? Dasi kritam. He made me his maid servant. And what is the identity of this cheater? Gopa Vadhu Vitena. He is the one who is always joking with the Gopa Vadhus or the Gopis. So who is that?
Krishna.
So Bilwa Mangal Thakur says, I was fixed on the monastic path. I was very advanced in this path. I was initiated, etc. I was even worshipped by all the other people on this path. But nevertheless, the moment I came into contact with Krishna, then everything else became secondary. Everything else became insignificant. There are many, many examples like this in the different scriptures. So we can understand from the testimony, from the personal experience of great devotees of the Lord, that actually the bliss of devotional service, the bliss of Parabrahman, is infinitely more sweet and intense than the so-called bliss of the impersonal Brahman. Srila Prabhupada goes on to explain why. He says, the empiric philosopher who studies Brahman by negation of the external features has not yet learned the quality of the Ladini potency of Brahman. Out of the many potencies of the omnipotent, there are three features of his internal potency, namely Samvit, Sandhini and Ladini. Unquote. Krishna is, of course, Satchidananda Vigraha, the condensed form of eternity, knowledge and bliss. So correspondingly, his internal potency has three divisions, which correspond to Sat, Chit and Ananda. And they are called the Sandhini potency, the Samvit potency and the Ladini potency. The Sandhini potency is that Shakti, that potency of the Lord, by which he maintains everything. It is the eternity potency of the Lord. Sandhini. Sat means true or eternal. Only that which is eternal is true. So Krishna's Sandhini potency maintains everything, is the basis of existence. Then there is a Samvit potency, the cognitive potency. It is that potency or Shakti by which Krishna knows himself and everything, and by which Krishna causes us to know him. Because without being awarded the Samvit Shakti by the Lord, we cannot know the Lord. And finally, there is the Ladini Shakti, the bliss potency of the Lord, by which the Lord enjoys transcendental bliss, and he also awards this to the devotees so that they can also similarly enjoy transcendental bliss. So these are the three divisions of the internal potency of the spiritual energy of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada explains in one purport in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that the process of deliverance from this material existence means that we have to be awarded the Samvit potency and the Ladini potency. That means we must get knowledge about the Lord and we must experience the transcendental bliss. Then we become eligible to go back to the spiritual world, to become really liberated. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the conversation between Ramananda Rai and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in response to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's questions, Ramananda Rai describes the nature of these three potencies. And when he comes to the Ladini potency, he explains that this Ladini potency is the bliss or the ecstasy potency of the Lord, and the concentrated essence of this Ladini potency is prema, prema bhakti. So here is a very, very important and interesting point, that love and happiness are synonymous. Because there is no true happiness in this world, because that happiness is not connected to Krishna, that love is not connected to Krishna, therefore there is no happiness. So very, very important point, that happiness is love and love is happiness, but on the spiritual platform of Ladini. So when that Ladini Shakti is infused into the conditioned soul by the mercy of the Lord, along with the Samvit Shakti, then one becomes a pure devotee of the Lord. So prema bhakti means to be infused, awarded this ladini shakti, just a drop of it, just a tiny infinitesimal portion of this ladini shakti can drown the consciousness of the soul completely in ecstatic bliss and make the ecstatic the soul mad with ecstasy. Just one little tiny drop. So the process of devotional service is a process of exchange of this ladini shakti. When this ecstatic potency of the Lord is awarded to the devotee by the Lord, then there is an exchange between the Lord and the devotee. And that causes a reciprocal enhancement and increase in the devotional bliss of not only the devotee, but also of the Lord Himself. And this goes on unlimitedly. So therefore the process of devotional service is extraordinary. Of course, Srila Ramananda Rai further goes on to say that because prema is the essence of the Ladini Shakti, and Srimati Radharani is the essence of this prema, she is a personified form of the essence of prema, therefore she is a storehouse of all prema, of all bhakti. So when we get the mercy of Srimati Radharani, then automatically one can experience the real happiness, the Parabrahma happiness that Srila Prabhupada mentions here. So therefore Prabhupada concludes this particular point by saying, I quote, "This internal potency is, however, easily realized by the devotees of the Lord by dint of devotional service, adhokshaja seva. It is not available to other transcendentalists like the jnanis and yogis and so on. But the devotees, because they serve the Lord becomes pleased by their service attitude and blesses them." So in Krishna consciousness, the most important principle is service attitude. If we have this proper service attitude, if that permeates everything we do, from our chanting to our darshan to the actual practical services we may do to our dealings with devotees and the world, if the service attitude is the underlying foundation that permeates everything, then we can be sure that this service attitude will attract the mercy of Sri Sri Radha Krishna. And then we will also be able to taste that real bliss that Srila Prabhupada is talking about here. And because of this adhokshaja seva, Yuyudhana or Satyaki also attained to that destination. Srila Prabhupada concludes here by saying, "Thus his life, Yuyudhana's life, was successful to the fullest extent from both the material and spiritual angles of vision." That is the way of devotional service to the Lord. So Yuyudhana perfected his life materially as well as spiritually. So we can follow in the footsteps of such great devotees and also try to make our life perfect. Thank you very much. Are there any comments or questions? We have a few minutes left for that. Yes, mic please. Can you switch on the mic please?
While a devotee should be looking for material happiness and material perfection, then he knows that he is on his perfect path. In many places in Bhagavatam, these material awards are said that if you do this, if you make the parikrama of Golden Hill, you will get such and such happiness materially. So why it is just to entice us, or is it some other reason?
You see, when Shukadev Goswami was speaking the Srimad Bhagavatam, the audience was very diversely constituted. It is not that there were only devotees of the Lord there. There were yogis, there were jnanis, there were tyagis, there were all kinds of people, all kinds of transcendentalists. Now, they all had their different conceptions of transcendence. And Shukadev Goswami, the challenge before him was to establish adhokshaja seva. It was to establish Krishna prema in the mood of the residents of Vrindavan as the highest goal of life. And he could not do that all of a sudden, because it would have been difficult for everyone to accept that. So he had to build up the point. And therefore he discussed all these things in the first 10 cantos, first 9 cantos particularly. And he was such an expert preacher that by his words, which were like a rope, he tied together the different sticks of divergent philosophies and bound them all together. And that rope was devotion to Krishna. So he interconnected all these different paths of transcendence and established that ultimately they all lead to devotional service. They are meant for achieving devotional service, and the devotional service therefore is the highest path. So in the middle we may find sometimes he gives descriptions of universal form, and he gives descriptions of some material benefits for something you do. If you don't want bad dreams, then you should recite the Gajendra Moksha, you know, the prayers and things like that. So he does this to attract a variety of people. But then ultimately, as the expert preacher, he establishes a summum bonum, the highest truth. Any other point, question? Yes. Can you switch on the mic, please?
Krishna,
Hare Krishna.
Please explain again the meaning of
Adhokshaja. Adhokshaja means that or he who is beyond the range or the reach of the senses. The word Aksha means sense. It also means eye. But it means eye only when it's used as a suffix. For example, Kamalaksha. Kamalaksha means one with the lotus eyes. But when it's used just as Aksha, it means sense. Ja means born of. Adam is beyond. So he is beyond, he is not within the reach of the ordinary mundane senses. Na bhavet grahyam indriyai sevon mukhe hi jivvado svayam eva spuratyadah. So the grahya indriyas, the gross senses, cannot appreciate or understand transcendence, Krishna. When we purify the senses, then Krishna, his name, his form, his qualities, his pastimes, etc., can all be understood. It will be revealed. Any other point? Yes. The mic, please. Can you give here?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Just two nice decisions which you have quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam on the personage, so there's much more which I wanted to just share with you about the four Kumaras were also in personalism.
Yes.
And they smelled the beautiful Tulsi coming out from the Buddhist field from our
Buddhist. Yes, thank you. Yes, there are so many such wonderful examples in the scriptures.
What was the question?
It was a comment that in the lecture there were some examples given of Shukadeva Goswami and Bilva Mangal, who were prior to coming to devotional service absorbed in the bliss of impersonal realization. But he gave one more example, the four Kumaras, who were also similarly absorbed, and they came in contact with the fragrance of the Tulasi that was anointing the lotus feet of the Lord, and they also became devotees. Thank you. Okay. Yes, last question. Mike, please.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
You don't know exactly how was he related personally to Krishna?
I'm not aware of the exact relationship, but he was definitely part of the Yadu dynasty. All I remember is that he is the grandson of Sini. But the exact familial connection, I would not know. I do not know.
He was chief of the military commander of the Yadu dynasty.
He was one of the commanders.
Huh?
He was one of the commanders in the Yadu dynasty.
He was the commander for the Pandavas.
There were different commanders at different.
Drishtadyumna
was the first one. Of course, Satyaki remained on in Dwarka, and he departed from this world along with all the other Yadus when there was that fatal fratricidal war when all the Yadus fought with each other. So that happened at Prabhas. So Satyaki was, he also left his body, he departed from this world at that stage. Okay, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Gaur Premanande. Amen.